This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Writ petition against the appointment of Executive Director of Nepal Electricity Authority to be heard in bench of Chief Justice Rana, and Nepal and India facing each other in second friendly football match at 5:30 p.m. today in Dasharath Stadium, and Taliban break women's rights protest in capital Kabul. Now, the news in detail. The writ petition against the appointment of Executive Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, will be heard in the bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Jangabahadur Rana. Writ petition seeking revocation of the appointment of NEA Executive Director Kulman Ghising has been filed by Chief Justice Rana in his own bench for hearing. Outgoing Executive Director Hitendra Deb Sakye had filed a writ petition in the Supreme Court on August 16th seeking revocation of the appointment. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure Development of Bagmati Province is resuming the driving license examination from today. Written and trial examination were postponed from April 28th due to coronavirus risk. Director General of the Department of Transport Management, Namaraj Ghimire, informed that the driver's license examination will now be conducted in accordance with the Driving License Exam Operating Procedure Directives 2078 Vikram Sambat. A person was killed and 10 others were injured in a truck accident occurred at Chichila Rural Municipality 1 in Songkhua Sabha District last night. A mini truck met with an accident at Patle of Chichila 1. It was en route to Khadwari from Faxingda of Makalu Rural Municipality 5 after transporting vegetables. Among those injured in the accident, condition of 3 is said to be critical. They were rushed to Dharan-based BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences following the rescue. All schools in Doti district, which has been closed for the long time due to coronavirus pandemic, will resume operations from today. Acting Chief District Officer Kiran Joshi said that all the 9 local level schools will be reopened from today after the district administration office handed over the responsibility of running the schools to the local level. A meeting of the district COVID-19 crisis management committee chaired by CDO Joshi on Saturday gave the responsibility of running the schools to the local level. Accordingly, the local level education committee has issued a press release and decided to open the school following the health safety standards from September 5. The second friendly match between Nepal and India is being played today. The game will be played at Dasharath Stadium in Tripureshwar at 5:30 p.m. The first friendly match between two teams ended in 1-1 draw last Thursday. India is far above Nepal in FIFA rankings. India is ranked 105th, while Nepal is ranked 168th. Nepal and India are playing a friendly match in preparation for the SAF Championship to be held at the National Ground in Male, the capital of Maldives, from October 1st to 16th. After the friendly match against India, the Nepali team will leave for Qatar for 16 days of closed training. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province tonight. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Taliban officials have broken up a demonstration by dozens of women in Kabul demanding rights following the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. The group say the Afghan Taliban targeted them with tear gas and pepper spray as they tried to walk from a bridge to the presidential palace. It is the latest of several protests by women in Kabul and Herat. The women were calling for the right to work and to be included in the government. The Taliban say they will announce the makeup of their administration in the coming days. The Ethiopian military claims it has killed more than 5,600 members of the Tigray rebel forces it is fighting in the north of the country. A bloody conflict has been raging since November, but the statement from the senior general Bacha Devele gave no time scale of the further casualties. Correspondents say they may be from recent battles. The general said a further 2,300 rebels had been injured and 2,000 captured. The war began last year after months of feuding between Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, government and leaders of the TPLF, the main political party in the Tigray region. Both sides have been accused of committing atrocities, including rape and mass civilian killings. Thousands of demonstrators have blocked roads in southern Montenegro in a protest over the enthronement of new Serbian Orthodox Church Archbishop. Angry crowds threw stones at police and pulled down security fences around the monastery in the city of Sitenje, where the ceremony will take place on Sunday. The protests reflect tensions in the country, which ended its union with Serbia in 2006. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Writ petition against the appointment of Executive Director of Nepal Electricity Authority to be heard in bench of Chief Justice Rana. Nepal and India facing each other in a second friendly football match at 5:30 p.m. today in Dasharath Stadium, and Taliban break up women's rights protest in capital Kabul. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.